life. And that is to save you and to give to you eternal life, because it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we're partners in that as a church.
If you like what you hear, be sure to tune in on Saturdays at 10 a.m. right here at 99.1 FM WJMM.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. I've been on this series on Wednesday nights about what about the spiritual father thing. And I like to bring this out, beloved, because look, there's not a truth given to us in the Word that hasn't been abused. And a lot of times the church throws out the baby with the bathwater. Well, they abused it, so it must not be true. And this is a subject, this is a truth that is very, very dear to me. And because I appreciate it. I don't know if you caught it last week, Pastor John. He's never told me that, what he said last week. When he said, they watched me to see what I would do when my spiritual father went to heaven. Because it's one thing to preach about it, but if you truly believe it, then you understand, hey, this is important and I need a spiritual father. I need covering. And so I appreciated him sharing that. Another thing I appreciated, all three that shared last week, was how thankful they were for correction. Now, if you're not thankful for correction, it's time to grow up a little bit. I am so thankful that I have people that can speak into my life. That if I, you know, one of the things that I've really worked to develop here with our staff and with our leadership is that they have access to me. If they feel I'm doing something out of line, they can come to me, and they do. And one that was formerly on staff is very, very bold. No, I don't ever want the atmosphere where they think, well, I can't go correct him. I can't, and they do. They'll all come and say, Pastor, this is something I really want. They don't come in and go. They'll do that once. Now, I'm talking about biblically. It's not that's how Pastor Jim is. It says, rebuke not an elder. And so it's not being rebuked, but correction is different. And so if you have, now I'm talking to people that are part of this body, but if you have a spiritual covering that is not correctable, I'd be running from that spiritual covering. Because if they're not correctable, it's so easy to get off track and into false doctrine. Because nobody can direct you. And so I want to come at this just a little bit different tonight. Because what I want to start out with is look at what he says here in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. Now look into this, and are of God's household. Now it's interesting, I didn't bring all the scriptures out, but I'm going to bring a few of them out. How many times God refers to us as being in his household? Now if we weren't in church, if we weren't talking about Bible things, and I would ask you, what is a healthy household? A healthy household would have parents. I mean, is that fair to say? And so let's look at a couple more scriptures. Go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 12. So a healthy household has a parent. Really has a mother and a father. And it says, for the equipping of the saints, verse number 12 of Ephesians chapter 4, for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure and the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Now, the Passion says it this way, and their calling is... Now, you know I jumped into this because the verse before this talks about the ministry gifts. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And God is letting us know, I have placed them in the church. And it says in the Passion, verse number 12, and their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. So God has set it in the church that I've set a hierarchy that you'll nurture. Though, now, when I hear the word nurture, I'm thinking of a parent. That the status or the position is a parental position so that you can nurture those that God has placed under your care. And prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. So my purpose as the pastor, it's not to gain support for me. What I do in ministry is not about making sure I fulfill my call. What I do in ministry is make sure you fulfill your call. That you're trained to do the works of ministry. Now, I want you to keep that in mind because, I mean, a church that's really growing and moving has a body that's involved in doing the work of ministry. It's not a body that feels like, well, we brought the pastor on, he'll take care of that. And the truth is, it's not a pastor that does nothing and expects the body to do everything. We're supposed to be working together in this thing. And so he says to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body. God says, you want growth? Here's the recipe for it. Teach the body to do the work of the ministry. I love verse 13 in the Passion. I just like how it reads. Isn't that awesome? These grace ministries. Sorry, I like that. Will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. Beloved, that's my heart. Man, if you want to know what my call in ministry is to get you to know the Son of God, truly know Him, to encounter Him in a way that you never have. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. Now go to Luke chapter 10. So I've seen this where, how many times it says we're the household. And a healthy household has parents. Now Luke chapter 10 and verse number 34. Now this is the story Jesus tells of the Good Samaritan. I believe this is a recounting of Adam and Eve coming, sinning, Jesus coming, restoring. Because you look at it, the Bible says that there was a man on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. And it's very significant that it's from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem is where the presence of God is. Jericho is where Israel stole. Remember that? God said, it's all mine. Everything in Jericho, when the walls come down, it is all mine. Leave all of it. Remember Achan went in and took a few things out of it? So what God had told them not to touch, they couldn't resist. Just like he told Adam and Eve, the whole garden's yours, but don't touch, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then the Bible says that he was beaten and robbed and left. Remember how dead he was? Half dead. God told Adam and Eve, if you eat from that tree and die, then you shall surely die. God didn't say you're going to die. He said, in dying, you shall surely die. That's like D-E-D dead. So how could this man be half dead? Adam and Eve, when they sinned, when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died spiritually. Now they went on and lived over 900 years. But were half dead. Now I'm telling you all that to say there's a parallel here. Jesus is explaining, and I love it. It says a priest came along and he couldn't help him. A scribe came along and he couldn't help him. See, the offerings couldn't help him. He couldn't restore him from being half dead. And the law couldn't restore him. It couldn't restore him from being half dead. But then it says a Samaritan came. Someone from someplace else had to come. And he put oil on his wounds, bound him up. Oh my goodness. What a picture of Jesus. But then I want to pick it up in verse number 10, or verse number 34 of Luke chapter 10. And it says, he came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave it to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. Now, I believe that the inn, I believe we would call it a motel. Or us people that travel more, a hotel, because we ain't staying in motels. God is too good to stay in cheap hotels. When Pastor Bob and Debbie went with Elizabeth and me to Europe, we came home, and I've told you all the story before. We're walking through the Lexington airport, and I hear them behind us, and Debbie goes, I like traveling with Pastor Jim and Elizabeth. They told us, they said, we've never stayed in hotels like this. They didn't know that, you know, the United Lounge existed in the airport, and we're in there in leather seats, and they're bringing us food, and they're like, we didn't even know this exists. There's a whole world out there most of the church world doesn't know exists. But then he told the innkeeper, take care of him. Now, I understand that there's a belief, and I don't think it's wrong to say the innkeeper is the Holy Spirit, but I believe this innkeeper is spiritual fathers. Keep a watch over them. If you put that together with Ephesians chapter 4, he said the ministry gifts were given to nurture. Can we go? Are we okay?
Yeah.
Okay, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Well, Pastor, I'm going to tell you one thing. I hear God like anybody else, and I don't need no man or woman over me. I got God over me. Have you found out that God really can't correct you in person? Okay, let me ask this a little differently.
Oh, yes, he can.
Well, you and him are the only one who knows if he actually did. So God has placed it. See, I understand some of you are a whole lot further along than I am, but I need flesh and blood that I can reach out and talk to and say, what do you think about this? That doesn't diminish my relationship with God, but God has ordained it that I'm going to put people in your path that are going to help keep you in line. Not saying we discount God, but how many have ever known that you know that you know that you know that you know you thought you heard God? And you knew it was God. And then you found out it was just what you wanted. Okay, I don't want to lose you on this because I'm not getting goofy with it, I promise. I don't do goofy, don't like goofy, don't allow goofy. But 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, he says, I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Paul is taking...
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have 2 services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. Your speaker was the pastor, Jim Schreiner.
Did you know we're also on your smart speakers? Just say, Alexa,
Play WJMM.
The following program is sponsored by